Hello and welcome to our podcast. Today we're going to be talking about Lebanon, and there's a very good reason for that, because the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales has a Department for International Affairs. That department is chaired by Bishop Declan Lang of Clifton. Bishop Declan is heading out to Lebanon later this month, and we're joined today by Dr. Harry Hagopian, who is the Bishops' Conference consultant on the Middle East and is also an international lawyer and expert in political and church affairs in the region. Harry, good to see you. How are you doing?
Thank you, James. I'm fine. I'm getting all geared up for this visit in a few days' time.
Well, let's look at this. I mean, we're in July and we've got this visit coming up. Why exactly is the bishop going?
Well, the bishop is going to Lebanon because Lebanon is part of the Middle East, and the International Affairs Department at the Bishops' Conference here is quite keenly involved with issues to do with the Middle East and the region. So this is also one more country that has its own set of conflicts, its own set of expectations, its own set of hopes. And I hope personally that this visit headed by Bishop Declan will not only be one where there will be a lot of fact-finding visits and meetings and discussions, but that also it will be an opportunity for us here in the United Kingdom, in England and Wales, to express our solidarity with the Lebanese people, be they Christian or Muslim, to then use our meetings and our discussions as a form of advocacy, both within the UK and within the European Parliament, on both church and ecumenical levels, as well as political levels.
Well, let's raise awareness of the situation in Lebanon at the moment. We've talked about the Christian communities in the lands of the Middle East. Lebanon's pretty well known, wouldn't I be right in saying, for its fairly large Christian communities, and Christian parties are involved in politics. It's very well integrated in Lebanese society, isn't it?
It is, and in fact, in some sense, I would say that the Christian community in Lebanon is the largest community within the Middle East. Interestingly enough, we've spoken, you and I, about the Christians of the Holy Land of Jordan, Israel, and Palestine. We've talked recently about the Christians of Iraq. The Christians of Lebanon, and this is a conservative estimate, would be roughly 30% of the population. That's quite substantial. It used to be much more than that, but because of the successive wars, either civil wars within the Lebanese themselves, but also wars with Israel, a lot of those Christians have left and gone to other countries, largely to the West and to the United States. However, there are at least 30 to 35% of the population is made up of Christian communities, largely Maronite Catholic, but also Orthodox and some other Christian communities. And I am hoping that this visit will not only be one that would be aimed at those Christian communities, but the way the program is coming to be is actually to have meetings with political leaders in the country, with Muslim leaders as well as Christian leaders, because there are two different areas, James. On the one hand, there is the solidarity we have with our sisters and brothers in Christ in Lebanon. The Maronite Church is a fundamentally important church in Lebanon, so we are going to meet with Cardinal Mar Nasrallah Sfer, the head of the Maronite Catholic Church. We'll be meeting with other Catholic leaders, church leaders, as well as Orthodox and other ecumenical leaders. But there will also be other political meetings and meetings with other personalities who would give us an idea of the situation as they see it, so that we could then express our solidarity, our support, and also our advocacy in terms of being more proactive in our dealings with Lebanon and with all the expectations and the hopes they have, like anybody, like you and I, of a peaceful, happy life.
A lot of people seem to me to hold up Lebanon as a template for democracy in some ways. But then you think to yourself, certainly stereotypically and media-wise, of a land of division and conflict. There was the, I think, 2006, wasn't it? The 34-day war with Israel.
Oh, yes.
We have kidnappings in Beirut, high-profile ones of journalists and, of course, special envoys in the past and so forth. So it's a land that attracts a lot of negative media attention, yet on the other hand is talked about as being a possible template in the Middle East.
I think to some extent it is a possible template. Yes, you're right. There have been many wars. You mentioned the 2006 war, which was a devastating one between Israel and South Lebanon. But I can also think of other wars, previous wars, the Israeli invasion in the 1980s, the massacres that have happened there in Palestinian refugee camps, the intra-Lebanese civil wars. I mean, yes, in that sense, it is almost like a country where the Lebanese themselves constantly war amongst themselves. But it is also a country where it serves almost as a proxy country for wars for the neighboring countries as well as the region itself. In that sense, yes, you're right. It does get some negative publicity. But those who know Lebanon and come to understand and learn about Lebanon and visit Lebanon will realize that there is a very positive side to it. Christians are extremely attached to their faith and to their customs and practices. So are Muslims, incidentally, be they Sunnis and Muslims or Shia Muslims. And in a sense, the trick is to try, first of all, to express our support to the Christian churches and largely to the Catholic Church, as it were, at the moment with Bishop Declan's visit, but also to show that we also support interfaith dialogue, because interfaith dialogue and the coming together of those different confessional communities is, to my mind, a very singularly Lebanese form of democracy.
Well, it sounds like a country worth lifting the lid on for those of us that don't know so much about it. I think what would be good, Harry, is if we join you on your return and possibly even with Bishop Declan Lang himself and discuss the visit, the experiences, what was learned and what was shared out there. If that's okay.
I think, James, that would be a wonderful idea. Just remember, it's a tiny country, but it is a country that is important. And I'm personally very pleased that the Bishops' Conference has decided to undertake this visit, because it is, as I said initially, part of a larger interest in the Middle East. But it is also a country where sometimes the Christian communities there feel a little bit isolated. And if we are all part of one Christian Universal Fellowship, then we should express this more proactively rather than just only do it with statements and words.
Well, if that's not a good enough reason for going, I don't know what is. So I look forward to speaking to you on your return.
Thank you.
Harry.